to start today with a couple of, a reading from the biblical text and then a quote that I want to share with you. The text is from Psalms chapter 98, verses 4 through 8. Hear now these words. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous songs and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with lyre, with the lyre, and the sound of melody. With trumpets, the sounds of the horn, make a joyful noise for the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together. We have blessing and understanding to read you those words. I also want to share a quote from Sarah Desmond, who is an award-winning novelist who lives just down the road in Chapel Hill. We have this. A song can take you back instantly to a moment, or a place, or even a person. No matter what else has changed in you or in the world, that one song stays the same just like that moment. Which is pretty amazing when you actually stop.
Thank you.
a happy birthday song to Martin Luther King. For his encore that night, Stevie had the audience, all 20,000 of them, sing along, talk with their lungs, and march together, hand in hand, into the streets of Detroit, and they sang together, "The time is overdue for people like me and you who know the way to truth is love and unity to all God's children. It should be a great event, and the whole day should be spent in full remembrance of those who lived and died for the oneness of all people. So let us all begin. We know that love can win. Let it out. Don't let it in. Sing it loud as you can." The song actually became a global hit and then an anthem for quite a bit of a holiday reality. And in 1986, 3 years after it was signed into law by Ronald Reagan, and almost 20 years after King's assassination, Stevie headlined the commencement concert celebrating the first official Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'd like to think that most of the nation sang along to those lyrics that said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love. Considering the connection it has to spirituality, the way it impacts us physically, the way it reaches over boundaries and pulls people together, it should be a little surprise that music has traditionally played a very key role in most human rights movements, something we need to keep in mind as we move forward as a nation. As Nelson Mandela once put it, "It is music and dancing that makes me at peace with the world." I also like what Plato had to say about music. He said, "Music is a moral law. Music's a moral law. It gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life." As I said earlier, it seems to me that music is, at its essence, the sound of our spirit. I'll leave you to define spirit for yourself. When music is created from the heart and with truth and pure intention, it is a spiritual expression of the highest universal form. The Oxford Dictionary actually defines spiritual as, quote, "Relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things." And then looking at its earlier roots, spiritual, the word spirit comes from the Latin spiritus, which is translated as breath. But it can also mean spirit, courage, vigor, soul. Essentially, it points to that which is essential for life. Whatever meaning of spirituality that you go with, it would seem that there is direct and clear connection to the very nature of music, of breath, of breathing, of soul. I would argue that throughout human history, music has been indispensable and has been an undeniable element in our development, both as individuals and as a whole species. Be it our breath, the waves, the ocean, peeps of the newborn chicks, or the cosmic microwave background of the universe which echoes creation itself, life has a rhythm. Like them all, music has a rhythm, tension, release. I'm not claiming that all music is spiritual, only that it can't be. Music is one of our most powerful ways to speak to and about the spirit within us, the divine in each of us. It connects us to the smallest, most fragile elements of life and to the universe itself. Perhaps most importantly, it connects us to each other and encourages us to see the divine. Music has the ability to take us almost instantly to different places and times and memories in a matter of notes. It can shift our emotional experience and outlook, like with me and my dad, the song Blessed Assurance. The music's purest form, it takes us on a journey beyond the limits of our intellect and physical body to a higher state of being, a higher state of experience. Music is transforming. But likewise, spirituality is in part a journey of transformations towards our better selves. As we see in human rights campaigns, music can move us to places that are less directed by the judgments and doubts and fears that too frequently lead us to hurt others. And what is spirituality if it doesn't have use in the same? There is a particular tribe, speaking of the importance of music in life. There's a particular tribe in Africa where when a woman knows that she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with friends, and they pray, and they meditate together, until they hear the song of the child within sight. They recognize that life. That life has a rhythm. From our very heartbeats to our laughter and cries, every soul has its own rhythm, its own unique expression of life and purpose. And once women hone in on the song of that child, they gather around her and sing it out loud. Then they all go back to the tribe and teach the whole tribe that child's unique song. And once the child is born, old village again gathers around and sings the child's song. No two songs are alike. After all, how could there be no two people are alike? And later, when children get their first day of school, get gathered again, sing the child's song to them. It happens again as the child becomes an adult, and yet again when they get married. And finally, at each death, family and friends gather at the deathbed, just as it is for them. And they sing that person's song to them, to usher them along into what makes sense. There's actually one other time. One other time that the tribe will gather to sing the person's song. And at first it seems surprising, but quickly it becomes clear that it may be one of the most important times to sing that song. When a person commits a crime or even an unacceptable social act, they are made to stand in the center of a circle formed by all members of the tribe. And once again, the villagers sing that person's song for the village. Correction of behavior that hurts the community is a punishment. Rather, it is a loving reminder of who you are and how much you matter to the community. In many ways, one of the most important goals of spirituality is to reconnect us with who we truly are. And with it comes the recognition that who we truly are is all tied up in and beautifully entangled with who others are. Seems to me that the practice of this African tribe gives us a little bit of insight into how important music can be in our spiritual process. As Beethoven himself once said, music is the mediator between the spiritual and the sensual life. On his deathbed, I spoke to my father about everything that he had meant to me. I reminded him of how much I loved hearing him sing the shower on Sunday mornings. Our souls sang together, this is my story. This is my story. Music is one of our most powerful ways to speak to the spirit within us, the divine in each of us. It connects us to the smallest, most fragile elements of life, to the universe itself. And perhaps most importantly, it connects us to each other and encourages us to see the divine. Says, Beethoven said, music is the divine messenger between heaven and the human. So, soak in the music. Let your life sing out.
Thank you.
Reason that love and